What is wisdom? What does it mean to be wise? What separates wise people from unwise people? These are questions that I think about sometimes, because people, I think this word wisdom is kind of so general that it doesn't really mean much. But there have been certain answers that I've given in the past about this. And it comes down to me, I think the basic differences between a person who is wise and unwise is a person who is unwise doesn't control his impulses, doesn't think too far ahead, doesn't really have too many consequences, definitely has consequences, doesn't worry about the consequences. A wise person controls his impulses by not controlling. It's kind of a strange one, but he controls impulses by not controlling impulses. He's able to control his impulses. He's able to think before acting, this kind of thing, right? Wisdom to me is about choosing logic. Well, I guess it's not quite right either, but choosing to become less emotional, basically, right? I think emotion and wisdom are two things that almost counteract each other. And I think there's a lot of reasons for this. And it really comes down to, what do emotions do when you give in to them, right? Same thing, right? Ew. Impulse control becomes nothing. It's possible to give in to your impulses, to give in to your anger, this kind of thing. And so a wise person is, I wouldn't say he's unemotional, I'd say he learns how to deal with control. Not necessarily control in like a, you must be this kind of way kind of thing, but like learns how to control one's emotions. Especially learns how to become neutral. Most people, maybe not mostly, but a lot of people that I've seen, they carry their opinions on their sleeves, their emotions on their sleeves. It's like, oh, I think this and this is bad, this is good, and this is, this kind of thing, right? A wise person will attempt to suspend judgment on this. Not that he won't have his own opinions, but he will attempt to be willing to listen to opposite opinions. And a wise person changes his mind if it makes sense to do so. If the other side's points made some sense, things like this. Why is, how is it that so many people in politics these days are so stuck in their emotions and their opinions, they don't even realize it. What's going on here? That's exactly where a wise person would be like, this is not helpful. This is not healthy for you to do. Because he knows what doing this is going to do. Because he's, or she, has experienced doing this? Probably. There's a great deal of experience that a wise person has gone through. I would say. And that's why they are. That's one of the reasons why a wise person learns from experience and an unwise person doesn't learn from experience. A wise person attempts to keep emotion out of the subject. It's something that a lot of people don't know how to do. And it keeps them in problems. It keeps them in a situation where they over-exaggerate or they under-exaggerate something because they don't believe in it or whatever it is. A wise person attempts not to do this. Knows he may do this, but he attempts not to. He attempts to think. You know, it's one of the most important things to do is to sometimes to just wait. Just wait. Just wait a couple of days. Now, this is important for a couple of reasons. Why? Number one is if you have a recent news or subject that came up, like something happened somewhere, something, you know, the most important thing to do is to wait. Wait a couple days, wait for actual facts to come out. Because oftentimes the first bits of information on this particular story is going to be missing context, missing the truth even. Like, a lot of it's going to be, like, exaggerated and things like this because a lot of it is based on emotion. A lot of it is so recent as well. Not even to say even based on emotion, but a lot of it is so recent that, like, you don't have a lot of information, right? And so you could misspeak, you could say something that's just not true, or you could print something that's not true. Not because you're deliberately doing this, but because you don't have the right information, but you're trying to get it out today, now, because that's like the new hit piece of information, right? So an unwise person would do that. An unwise person would listen to the news, because that's, you know, that's what people tell you to do, right? Like, you gotta figure out what's going on in the world, right? It's like, is that really important to you? And an unwise person is gonna do this because they think that the news is where all this information is. And it is, but a lot of it is random. A lot of it isn't put in to you in a way that makes sense of the information. Now, that can happen, but a lot of that comes later through historians and through books about the past and things like this. None of that really happens in the moment when these things are happening. And so all you really get in the news is, oh, there's a violence here, there's deaths here, there's this, there's that. And so it gives you a lot of negativity. It gives you a lot of things without a lot of context. Often without any context at all about why this thing happened or what caused it or whatever it was. And there's nothing you can do with that kind of information. You know, like if I told you that it was raining in Miami, it's like, oh yeah, that's information, but it's not really helpful for you. Like, it's not really going to do anything for you. Unless you live there, unless you are experiencing that. But if I tell you that it rains more in Miami than in other areas, it rains more in like southern Florida and northern Florida as well, than in other places in the United States, you'd be like, oh, that means that I can look out for it. That means that I should probably prepare for it before I go to Florida, things like this, right? But if you're just getting, oh, it's raining here, it's raining there. If you live there, that's one thing. because you can prepare for it. But if you don't, it's not really going to do anything for you, right? You know, things like murder, like, oh, this murder happened here, this murder happened there. And this kind of thing. It's not really going to help you very much. Unless they haven't caught the person. In which case, there's nothing you can really do except lock your doors. And just do the minimal amount of things that you would need to do anyways to be safe in life. And so that kind of information isn't really going to help you anyways. Not that these things are not important, but they're just not. Given this kind of context. Because it's a lot of it is so new, and a lot of there's so much of it that That's all they can really do is just report it. And it doesn't really give you anything useful very often. And so a wise person can tell you that. Wise people can explain this if they know this. A lot of wise people may not know this because a lot of wise people are probably focused on other things, but if they know it, that's what they would explain to you. Probably, because they understand more about this. I'm not going to claim that I'm a wise person, but I would claim to be able to become aware of a lot more of this, right? So why would a wise person do that more than an unwise person, right? And I think the answer is, what does it mean to be wise, right? What is wisdom really? A lot of the ideas of wisdom is very general. But it really comes down to these things, right? Impulses. A wise person learns how to deal with, control his or her impulses. An unwise person doesn't. A wise person learns to wait before making decisions. An unwise person doesn't. Their emotions get in the way and they start going based on the information. And then they'll tweet on Twitter, like, how dare this person be this way, and how dare this and this and this. It's kind of thing. Of course, there's a spectrum, right? There's certain degrees of wisdom within certain people at certain times and not other times, right? Or there could be a person who is wise most of the time, but then sometimes something happens and they become unwise for whatever reason. A wise person learns to look for context, learns to look for... So... The question of, like, is it raining in this area? Like, if you're not in this area, is it really important for you to learn this? Not necessarily. What is the reason why you're learning this? You might be like, if you're watching the news, you know what's going on. You know there's murders here and the murders there and this violence here and this kind of thing. But why? What is that actually getting you in the long term? Are you actually learning anything from this? You might be learning that there's all kinds of violence everywhere, but that's not teaching you anything in the long term. It's random information. If I tell you that a cat jumped over a fence, that's not really useful information, but that's kind of what, like, the news does. Not that it's unimportant information. It could be useful if it's done in the right context with the right kind of... metrics placed in front of it. Like, for instance, if you talk about how violence is increasing in this area, and it's increasing in this area because of this particular policy and this particular policy, it may or may not be true, but at least it's giving you some context. At least it's giving you some reasons why this might be happening. Right? if it's talking about violence and how to deal with it, how to possibly stop violence even from happening by, like, locking your doors and this kind of thing, that's important information. That's important context. That's not what it's doing. It's not telling you this. And so that's why watching the news in a lot of ways is unwise. It's not really giving you useful information. There might be a war in this area, but that's not really explaining much about why this is happening, what's causing this. Which is something that you get when you wait. You just wait. Like a year, sometimes it takes, like for longer things like wars, it might take a year or two to figure out what's actually, why this is actually happening, what's actually causing this. Is this war going well or not? Whatever it is, right? Assuming that's important for you, right? But the problem is none of this is really given. Sometimes it is. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's never given in the news, but like rarely are you given this kind of information. Like you had to go searching for it. If you're looking for it on the news, you have to sit there and watch it constantly to get that kind of information. Which is fine, I suppose, but like it's easier just to like look it up and see if you can find any reasonings or any causes or any like, you know, context, things like this. But that's usually not what's happening with the news. A lot of times it's very like random information, which is fine, but it's not going to help you. It's not going to get anywhere useful. It's funny. I know people like this too. They're like, oh, you got to watch the news. You got to figure out what's going on. It's like, why? What is that actually doing for your life? Nothing. You're not learning anything, really. You might be learning that this random violence happened here and here and here, but it's not really helping you to understand what's causing violence, why violence happens, why certain areas have more violence than other areas, what's actually causing this, right? What could be causing this? None of that is explained to you. And that's really what's important about that information. And even if you don't care about the causes, that's fine as well. If you just learn about random violence here and here and here, that's not really going to help you unless you live in those areas, unless you know those particular people. But most of the time, you're not going to know those people. But if you give statistics and information that says, oh, this crime is worse here, this is something to look out for, this kind of thing, that's information. That's useful information, right? You're actually getting information that you can use to avoid certain areas, things like this. But that's not what they're giving you in the news. Not really. Most of it is very random information. And there's no context. There's no reasoning. And things like this. No wisdom. So, a wise person attempts to look for these things. Now, he may not necessarily care about the causes. I think a wise person would, to a certain extent, care about the causes if it's important. Depending on what his topic is, things like this. But, like, he looks for the context. He's not just going to be looking at, like, this random information, right? Like, if you're a scientist and you watch the news or whatever, and or you watch something and it tells you like, oh, this violence happened here and here and here and here and here and here, 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 things like this, you might be like, well, that's interesting, but like, why? What is actually causing that? What's going on here? What is causing violence in the first place? Why do people cause violence? same thing, right? So, a wise person attempts to find those causes, find the context. He's not just going to give you information and just like leave you with it, right? Like, oh, you know, when a duck flaps, it makes a sound, right? Or when a duck quacks, it makes a sound, right? You go, well, a duck quacks because of this and this is this, whatever reasons, right? If that's important to the person. And the more important your reasons are, the more useful to a certain extent, right? To a wiser person, I could see like that could be a thing you could say as well. Like a wise person looks for useful information for himself / others and things like this. You know, like it might be interesting to learn why ducks make the quacking sound or whatever, but it's not useful necessarily to most people. Unless you're a duck, right? So that could be another metric. What is useful? What is useful to you? What is useful to another? Usefulness kind of depends on the person. Like for one person, usefulness could be something like learning the reason why crime happens. But to another person, that usefulness might be less useful, right? And it isn't useful in like this is something I can use, this is something that can actually avoid crime and this kind of thing. But it's useful in understanding like how to become aware of like your own psyche, how this might be like violence would be, you know, like because everybody has something within their own psyche that is darker, right? And so a wise person attempts to learn from this, why this is happening, what's causing this. This is why I don't necessarily believe in things like this idea that you get sometimes within some spiritual circles where it's like, if you do this one technique and you reach enlightenment, there's nothing more, right? There's no more dark spots within your psyche. It's just like, well, that's not realistic. You're not going to have that at all. You might reach enlightenment, but I don't think you're ever going to reach that point where you're going to have no dark spots on your psyche, this kind of thing. None of that really gets cleared off. Except through hard work and through awareness and learning to separate yourself from these kinds of things and things like this, right? Things that over time change the dark spots into something useful for yourself. A wise person knows what he knows and knows what he doesn't know. He's probably going to tell you, like, oh, I don't know what this is. A wise person is probably not going to be it's not going to be overly confident. You know, like, a lot of interesting psychology has come out about confidence. And what they found over the years, which is something I've really become aware of as well, is that a person who is confident is not necessarily competent at what they're confident about. So like a person, like if you're in a group of people and you're trying to find the answer for something, the first person to speak is not necessarily the person who knows the subject that they're speaking about. They're just more confident than the other people in the group. A wiser person would know the difference between confidence and competence. Now, why do you think it is that like so many people are bamboozled by these politicians, these different people? Bernie Madoff, these kinds of people, right? What is going on here? What's causing this? Confidence, emotion over logic. This is why it's important to become aware of one's impulses and to become aware that the eventual first impulses are not necessarily going to be the most correct ones. This is why I've always kind of been like a person who's been very wary of groups, and because of things like group dynamics. I've talked about the group dynamics in the past, but the idea can go something like this, right? You could have the most amazing idea in the world for the future or for yourself and others, things like this. But if your group is not made up of people who are wise and enlightened, that group's energy, despite your wishes for the group and for the world and things like this, can go into a different direction than you're originally intending. This has happened before. In the past, this is why I think another example of a wise person is a wise person is not going to be a groupie, right? He's not going to be a person who's going to be infatuated with a group or a person. A wise person will see the person for what the person actually is and not with what the wise person wants the person to be. And it'd be safe to say that a lot of wise people, if they knew about group dynamics, would be very wary of being in a group and of creating groups, and would attempt to mitigate some of the problems of group dynamics by making the group smaller, things like this, right? And the larger the group gets, the harder it becomes to manage the group. Let alone micromanage the group. I mean, it's difficult enough to manage a person. But to manage a group that's like 1,000 strong, forget about it. You're not going to manage it. It's not going to happen. A wiser person is going to be able to be aware of this, right? Like I said, there are some degrees of wisdom. Like, I think some people can be wise and unwise at other times, right? Wise at one time and unwise at other times, right? Some people can be mostly wise and then unwise in other times, right? Things like this, right? But this is just some general guidelines that I've really become aware of myself when it comes to this idea. Of wisdom, this might not be ideas that you agree with yourself, but these are just things that I've thought about. Like, why are some people, like, how do you avoid a lot of these problems? What does it mean to be wise? Things like this. So these are some general ideas that I really had about this. I've talked about these before a little bit as well, but I just wanted to do this because I've been thinking about wisdom and the ideas of wisdom. Like, what does it actually mean to be wise, right? Of course, these are just my ideas. Yours might be a little bit different, but... anyways, hope you enjoy this episode, and I will talk to you on the next one.